The Future Tense podcast is supported by New Horizons of Minnesota, working to help professionals master communication, leadership, and customer service techniques with business skills training. Online at nhmn.com.
Twitter limps along as competitors lurk. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Like Tiger Woods at the U.S. Open, social network and short messaging blogging tool Twitter is playing on a bum leg. First, a brief explanation of Twitter. Users exchange short text messages about things they're doing or feeling or thinking, or they suggest interesting web links to a list of followers. Users receive messages only from the people they choose to follow. So for weeks now, Twitter has creaked under the weight of more users and traffic, shutting down key features or going offline altogether as it struggles to build a more stable system. New competitors such as FriendFeed, Identica, and Plurk have managed to peel away some users. But Dwight Silverman, an active Twitter user, believes the exodus is not large, as Twitter has achieved a sort of critical mass.
For most people, it's where their communities are. It's where the most interesting conversations are happening. And so people are sticking with it because it serves that social need.
But it seems like every week there's like the new Twitter. People are definitely out there sampling alternatives.
People go off and try them, but they just don't have Twitter's mix of usability, simplicity, and community.
While Twitter is growing rapidly, it's certainly no Facebook yet. Do you think Twitter's technical problems will prevent it from ever truly hitting the mainstream?
I think Twitter eventually will fix its problems. They're certainly working hard on it, and they've gotten a large infusion of venture capital to try to make that happen. But I think it's going to take time, and I think the loyalty of the community will keep it together so that when it is fixed, a lot of people won't have fled.
So, Dwight, you're a big Twitter guy. I think you update more frequently than I do and have quite a few more followers. Why do you like it so much?
I don't necessarily think that, hey, everybody should try Twitter. There's are certain types of people who should try it. If you have a community of people around you who are using it, certainly you should get into it in order to maintain conversations with them. A lot of the folks that I actually interact with on Twitter are here in Houston. And I've actually made additional friends in the real world that I have met on Twitter. So it's really good for that. If you are interested in technology and you're interested in learning kind of what some of the big thinkers of technology are doing, a lot of them are on Twitter. There's a growing community of entertainers on Twitter. You know, John Hodgman, who's on The Daily Show and plays the PC guy in the Mac versus PC commercials, he's a regular on Twitter. The woman who wrote the screenplay for Juno is a regular on Twitter. So depending on what your needs are, it can be a lot of fun. It can be very useful, and you can learn a lot.
Dwight Silverman covers technology for the Houston Chronicle. He's D. Silverman on Twitter, and I'm John Gordon on Twitter, J-O-N-G-O-R-D-O-N, no H. Another thing in Twitter's favor, Amazon's Jeff Bezos recently invested $15 million in the company. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.